Observant viewers, welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. From October 10th to 21st, 2011, the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, was held in Changwon, South Korea. One of three major United Nations environmental agreements, the convention was adopted at the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development and established in 1994 to address the issues of desertification, land degradation and drought, and to promote sustainable development in the world's drylands. During the conference, approximately 6,400 scientists, experts, government officials and non-governmental organization staff members from 156 countries discussed strategies to halt desertification. The term desertification refers to the degradation of land in arid, semi-arid and dry subhumid regions due to climatic variations, human activity and other factors. Over 100 countries and 1.2 billion people are affected by the phenomenon. Today we'll present the concluding episode in a three-part series featuring Supreme Master Television's interviews with conference participants.
Desertification is a very important thing. It's not so visible as a mudslide or landslide, but desertification is a reality. It's affecting many people. People is dying of hunger because of desertification.
ما در ایران حدود 32 میلیون هکتار مناطق بیابانی داریم که 7 میلیون هکتار اون کانون‌های بحران هست و تا کنون 10 میلیون هکتار از این مناطق بیابانی مطالعه شده و 2 میلیون هکتار از کانون‌های بحران کنترل شده. ما علت اولیه بحث ساختار زمینشناسی کشور ایران هست و بعد از ساختار زمینشناسی به تغییرات اقلیمی و مدیریت منابع آب که به طور صحیح صورت نگرفته و خشک شدن تالاب ها و اراضی پست و استفاده بیش از حد از مراتع باعث میشه که توسعه بیابانزدایی رو داشته باشه.
How can desertification be stopped? Countries are employing various means, including investing in reforestation, promoting better farming practices such as vegan organic agriculture, supporting improved irrigation, and implementing programs to raise public awareness about desertification.
In our country, we are working on reforestation because the green cover in Lebanon reduced 40 years, it's about 20%. It was 33%, now it's 13%. So we are working on reforestation. In some places we got flood. So we are working on flood risk management. Also, we are working on the rural community. We are asking people to stay, not to leave their rural areas, because when they leave the rural areas, these areas will be desertified year after year. So we are trying to help them to stay in their regions, not to leave the region and come to the cities. And whenever they leave, no one will take care of tree, no one will take care of water. In addition, we are working on water harvest, because sometimes we have a lot of rain, but this rain will go to the rivers and after the rivers to the sea. Now we have a very big program to have hill lakes to collect the water for irrigation and for water as a tap water. So this is in our plan. We have a 5-year plan.
Professor Jonathan Foley, director of the University of Minnesota, USA's Institute for the Environment, estimates that to produce 1 kilogram of boneless beef, 30 kilograms of grain are needed. He also states that 35% of our planet's agricultural lands are used to produce animal feed, and that cattle and dairy farming occupy a staggering 3.38 billion hectares of land globally. A Humane Society of the United States report entitled The Impact of Animal Agriculture on Global Warming and Climate Change concludes, The animal agriculture sector can also play a significant role in desertification due to overgrazing and trampling of rangelands by farm animals. Desertification tends to reduce the productivity and amount of vegetative cover, which then allows CO2 to escape. The FAO, or Food and Agriculture Organization, estimates that animal agriculture-induced desertification of pastures may release up to 100 million tons of CO2 per year. By ending this enormously harmful industry, we would spare our Earth a tremendous environmental burden and protect drylands from degrading and becoming permanent deserts.
There is no doubt that livestock industry entails double cost and double pressure to the environment.
First of all, we have to really be very careful to all this industrialized meat, eggs, poultry, all these things. It's not at all natural. If you be more vegetarian, you can feed more people.
Livestock raising for meat production is the single largest emitter of human-caused methane, a very potent greenhouse gas. It has 72 times the warming potential of carbon dioxide, measured over a 20-year period.
The problem with livestock, usually they produce a lot of methane, really release a lot of carbon. So I think if we try to consume more vegetable diet, yeah, rather than meat diet, I think that's a good action. We can reduce the emission of the carbon.
ما طی فرایند مشارکتی و بحث نهایتاً قانونگذاری بعد از این انتخاب نمونه هایی که کار کردیم برای کاهش تعداد دام، الان تو قانون که داریم سالانه 3 میلیون واحد دامی رو باید از مراتع کم کنیم و برای اونا اقتصاد جایگزین تامین کنیم.
A study by the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency found that the cost of lowering atmospheric greenhouse gas levels by 2050 would be $40 trillion. However, the agency concluded that with a worldwide change to a plant-based diet, the cost of mitigating global warming would be reduced by up to 80%.
I personally think it's good to have plant-based diets. There are a lot of complications due to animal-based diet.
Vegan organic farming is of great benefit in enhancing soil fertility and retention, as it builds up the soil and enhances soil quality, thus reducing erosion from wind and water. Thus, this method of cultivation is an excellent way to stem land degradation and desertification. As pesticides and herbicides are not used, vegan organic agriculture also helps to mitigate biodiversity loss. Moreover, the reduced consumption of surface and groundwater with this farming technique minimizes soil salinization. The Rodale Institute in the United States estimates that if all the world's approximately 14 million square kilometers of tillable farmland were to be cultivated organically, the soil could store 40% of current CO2 emissions.
ما خیلی کم ورود کردیم به بحث کشت ارگانیک، تازه شروع کردیم توی 5 سال اخیر و قطعا میتونه انقلاب بزرگی رو توی جلوگیری از تخریب سرزمین داشته باشه و جلوگیری کنه از بیابان‌زدایی.
We need to have certain subsidies, more like incentives that will open new possibilities and make stronger the chance that people will convert from chemical agriculture for a green agriculture.
We try really to spread the idea that organic, sustainable use of natural resources is the most important thing for fighting against climate change, land degradation. What is sure is that using chemicals and fertilizer and herbicides is little by little polluting water and making the land and the soil non-usable.
On a number of occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the dangers of desertification, as in this video message presented during a June 2009 climate change conference held in Veracruz, Mexico.
According to the United Nations, desertification, which often results from felling too many trees and damages that occurs from such activities as cattle grazing, is affecting the well-being of more than 1.2 billion people in more than 100 countries at risk. Overgrazing by livestock, which occupies nearly a third of our Earth's land surface worldwide, is a major cause of desertification and other damages, and is responsible for more than 50% of land erosion. Now we must stop livestock grazing to protect our soil and protect our life. We must be the solution and encourage others with all the convincing and supporting scientific, physical, and moral data that is available to us, so they do the same. Adopting a plant-based diet can halt as much as 80% of global warming, eradicate world hunger, stop war, promote peace, and it will free up the earth's water as well as many other precious resources, offering a lifeline for the planet and for humanity. Therefore, it is vital that we change our lifestyle. It's very easy to do it. Setting a noble example for others to follow, and do our part to bring to the public's attention the urgent climate change issues and its solutions. The foremost being vegan diet, the vegan diet, to safeguard our precious planet. It is time to walk the talk, because there is not much time left now.
To close today's program, we present a kind message from one of the conference participants, His Excellency Kangsuk Lumid, Mongolia's Minister of Environment and Tourism, to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Олон сайхан зүйлүүдийг хийж байгаа. Тэрний нэг нь бол одоо Чинка багшийн энэ хүн төрөлхтний гэгээр үлхийн төлөө зүтгэж байгаа хөдөлмөр гэж ойлгодог. Тэгээд таны энэ хөдөлмөр энэ хийж байгаа үйлс улам дэлгэрч хүн төрөлхтний сайн сайхны төлөө хийж байгаа болгон ч амжилтанд хүрэх болтугай гэж хүсэн ерөөё. Баярлалаа.
Our sincere thanks to all our interviewees for sharing your thoughts on halting desertification, and to the parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification for your dedicated efforts to work together to address this urgent issue. For more information on the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, please visit www.unccd.int. Thank you for watching this week's Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. May all lives be filled with compassion and grace from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE